Bill was talking about you guys buying in, and obviously no one's gonna look back, but I think about 2-5 and the Falcons in Miami. What's changed in these last 3 weeks for you guys in terms of the intensity of the focus?
I think we're just playing good football. I think we're playing well as a team, well together, everybody doing their job, everybody understanding their roles and playing those roles very well. I think on defense we're tackling well, we're taking the ball away, we're stopping the run. We're doing the things we need to do to win football games, and when you do that, you're going to have success.
Has the intensity been picked up?
I don't know about that. I mean, we've been playing intense all year. I think there's been some great energy, and I think the more plays you make, the better you play, the more energy is created and the more momentum you create.
Was there a moment where you go, ah, that's the defense we should be?
No, not really. I think it's just been a culmination. You know, we had to start playing our style of football, and I think for the last few games we have, and we need to continue it. It's a week-to-week basis. You need to go out there every single week and prove it. It can't be up and down, and I think we've been doing well the last couple weeks.
Coach talks a lot about the
Are you disappointed that your perfect record on offense was ruined by finally not making a touchdown on a play?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody would be disappointed when you don't make a play, but you got to remember, those guys get paid too. That was a heck of a play by that guy, so he earned it.
What was he saying to you when he looked like he was trash talking? You could have questioned if you wanted to.
It doesn't much matter to me. When you make the play, you get the trash talk. That's what you earn when you make the play.
Coach talks a lot about complimentary football. You guys don't do that a lot. But defensively, you know, then you get a lot of that. When you beat your man so much, sometimes it doesn't matter because, you know, holes on the back end of the defense. It seems like the last couple of weeks, every unit has been doing its job.
Yeah, I think that's why we're having success. When everybody buys in, everybody plays their role, everybody does their job, everything works in unison. You know, the DBs cover well, it gives us more time up front. We play well up front, pressure them, it forces bad throws so the DBs can make plays. It's all in unison, and that's why it's the ultimate team sport. Everybody has to be doing the right thing to have success, and I think we're in a groove right now where everybody's playing really well.
You remember the
No, I do not.
JJ, is there a sense of pride knowing that y'all hadn't given up a touchdown in 12 quarters? I mean, how much pride do you take in that?
I don't think anybody really was keeping counts by any means. But obviously, the goal is to not give up touchdowns. That's the whole point of defense. So it was going well for us, and we just want to go out there and win games. So however little amount of points we can hold people to, that's the ultimate goal. You know, I don't really know. I mean, we just, you know, a lot of people wrote us off at 2-5. A lot of people wrote us off. And so you always play with a chip on your shoulder, and you always try and go out there and attack the day with a chip on your shoulder. And so even now that we're back in it and 5-5, you still play with a chip on your shoulder. So it's just a matter of going out there and working every single day and doing your job.
You change some things around where you all get.
I mean, I don't know. Sure. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. You know the schedule better than I do, John.
Well, it's right, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know. I don't leave till about 8 o'clock anyway. Doesn't matter.
What did you say about TJ? You seem to do this. Step in and help you guys in tough situations before.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, to come in here on, I think it's 2 weeks' notice and start a football game against a very good football team and win. Very impressive. But TJ's a smart guy. He's a calm guy. He knows his job. He does his job very well. I mean, we have a lot of confidence in him, a lot of trust in him, and then it also doesn't hurt when you're throwing the ball to 10. He can make you look pretty good, too.
What was the plan for Fitzpatrick? He got hit in the end. Talk about his performance.
I mean, he's a good quarterback. I have nothing but the absolute most respect for Fitz as a player and as a person. He's very smart. He's very tough. He takes a lot of hits, and he gets right back up. He's a good leader. I mean, you have to look at that play down on the goal line where he ran it in. I mean, that's the epitome of what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. He's going to give it everything he has. He's the ultimate competitor, and that's why his teammates love him. That's why people around the league love him, because he plays the game the right way. He plays the game hard. Our goal today was to just try and minimize his ability running the ball because he does like to run the ball, and then also put him in tough situations. And obviously our offense helps us out when they put points on the board and they have to throw the ball, and we can get after him a little bit. Just had fun doing so. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.